With us now in the studio is Steve Salzberg, who is professor at George Washington University Law School. And Professor Salzberg, I'd like to pursue with you a bit further the indictment in particular of the defense lawyer, Lynn Stewart. First, we heard from defense lawyer Gerald Lefcourt in Melissa Block's story. He says it's unheard of. I mean, is this rare, very rare, or unheard of, as he would say?
I don't think it's unheard of. It's unusual. There are cases in which attorneys become enamored of their clients and end up trying to assist them in ways that the law prohibits. That has happened. It may have happened here, as the Attorney General alleges.
Given the special administrative measures that had governed Sheikh Abdulrahman's incarceration for a few years, and now the new provisions that Melissa cited from the Patriot Act, does Abdulrahman still enjoy a privileged conversation with his lawyer? Can you say there is still a lawyer-client privilege?
That's a very difficult question. On its face, the answer is yes. He had a lawyer. She was permitted to meet with him. They did meet. She said in a signed statement that she swore that the meetings would only be for obtaining legal advice. It appears, though not in the indictment, that there was secret surveillance of the communications between attorney and client that was approved by a federal judge. And what that means is that, yes, there's an attorney-client privilege, but the government believes that it's entitled to snoop, at least if it has probable cause to believe that the attorney is being used to violate the regulations or the law.
But you're saying it's a privilege that the government will recognize after it's violated it. It'll decide whether the conversation stands up and should be privileged.
That's right. It's very unusual. Normally, the government cannot interfere with private attorney-client relations. In this particular instance, because it's a prisoner who's incarcerated with more limited rights, and the fact that a federal district judge is apparently willing to approve this, they did snoop.
I have heard that Abdulrahman's, that the regime governing him in prison is perhaps the highest security of anyone in the penal system. Are there many other people in this situation who would be subjected to similar measures?
The Department of Justice says there are fewer than 20. Mm-hmm. I believe that the number, it ranges anywhere from 13 to 16 people who are similarly treated with these special administrative measures. That, however, is the department's representation. Whether that's accurate is something I couldn't confirm.
One interesting feature here is that one of the other people indicted today was the man who was the Arabic interpreter for Lynn Stewart, the lawyer, and Abdulrahman, the prisoner. And some of what transpired was said in Arabic, presumably not understood by Lynn Stewart. Still a conspiracy if you act on something said in Arabic that you don't understand?
One of the interesting parts of this is going to be to demonstrate exactly what she did understand and whether or not she took affirmative steps to assist the interpreter in communicating with the sheikh and in ways that would violate the regulations that she said she was going to uphold.
Going back to what we heard the lawyer Gerald Lefcourt saying in Melissa Block's story, he suggested it would be hard to get good defense lawyers to represent people in cases like this if this is what befell Lynn Stewart. It has been interesting how many of the people indicted for various things related to September 11th have had vigorous defenses. Do you buy that this would be a discouragement to defending such people?
I think overall, that the steps the government has taken to investigate lawyers probably chill some. Fortunately, there are a lot of brave souls out there who believe in the right of each individual to counsel, and they're still available to represent everybody.
Professor Salzberg, thank you.
Thank you.
Steve Salzberg is professor of criminal procedure at George Washington University Law School.